He'd pick up a fiddle right today and he'd just tear one up. Went and bought him a brand new and paid $100-something for it. Now that old gal plays that guitar with him and that's just out of this world.
Yeah. Did you take this just about everywhere you went?
Unless I'm going to play music, I don't. And I got to where I quit. Well, I never have. Never was no hand. I don't think I ever did. Going around in a saloon eating regular, where they got drinks, you know. Not that I'm too good, because I like a drink once in a while.
Did they used to make a lot of illegal alcoholic beverages around here?
Yes, sir. Quite like it. Yes, sir. And that reason I never would, because I'm proud of my old fiddle. And you get in them rough places and some of them get staggered, well, not intentionally, but staggered and fall on your fiddle and busted, I'd be tempted to kill him. Just better to stay away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And I go listen at them, but there's a guy down here plays at the hayloft about a mile and a half down the road from here. I helped build that thing. From an old church. They rebuilt them a new church up here in town. And the old rafters, although the complete outfit of it, seals, blocks and everything, we hauled it down there. They bought it, give a little something for it. They were going to throw it away. But we hauled them down there, the complete rafter all put together. What do you call it when it's a complete single?
Joist.
The joist and the rafters and the plates and all of it. We hauled it down there on trucks and mounted it back up and bought new side and put this stuff like on this board here.
Yeah, a man, when I was down there Saturday night, told me that you had helped build that place.
Yeah.
In fact, he told me that there was a big piece of wood down there, and you told him to get on one end, and he got on the other. And you got up and toted your end, and he was just about to die. His was so heavy.
I don't know who that was. I don't remember.
Well, I can't think of his name either. He told me.
But I quit. That's a good place. They keep it. I told them always they kept it decent. No drinking, falling and flopping around, and I'd play with them. But they got. You been in the building?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see how big an area that is in there. They get that full plumb full of square dentures. And when they would finish up a set, like they'd go through there calling what they was eating. Instead of them stopping and get the fiddler to have a rest, they'd start a new one. And I played so long till I just give out. And I don't hold my violin like an orally a good fiddler. You see him with his chin rest. He's got it there and his hand's free. Well, I don't play that. I got it braced up against my neck. But I'm holding my fiddle right there on my wrist. That's where I just... Like I just got one position. Just like I showed you that fiddle over there, there's seven positions, but I've just got one position. I play in one position all the time. And once if I got one or two old teams, I have to come way down here. Well, I'm having to get I may miss a note or two, unless you know. I may miss a beat when I have to get out of that position. And I hold it that so long that it cuts the circulation off of my, and it gets numb. But a good fiddler holds his fiddle up there on his neck like this. He's got it braced up there and he moves that hand up anywhere he wants to.